Now, 7 after the hour, and you found the Good Day Weekend program, Yahoo! Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here with the medical news of the week, discussing things that are going on, the essence of your body, your lifestyle, what's going on in some of the worlds where research is done. Ken's up on that. He's big on passing that information along to you. He's just big on advice. He's just big. Dr. Ken, also known as Dr. Instead of Sex in the City, this is, what is it? This could be Meds in the City. And you could be Dr. Big instead of Mr. Big. How's that?
As long as I'm not Dr. Big Mouth.
No, not at all. Nobody would accuse you of that. Good. Ken Kronhaus is here at 888-553-7536 to take your calls, to reference some of the things that are going on in the medical world. Email to Dr. Ken at drkenshow.com or to Doug at dougsteffen.com. He's Dr. Ken. He has a license. Got a lot of them, as a matter of fact. I'm Dr. Doug. I don't have any licenses, but I have some interesting experiences. The calcium and vitamin D update. This is some information, vitamin D you've been maintaining along with lots of other researchers has been something that has been underplayed, very important. Now what's the latest?
Doug, this is an example of why so many people get so frustrated when they hear about these scientific breakthroughs in the media. They seem to contradict each other. They can't seem to grasp them. They hear one, and then a few moments later, they hear something else. And there's a lot of frustration, and that's one of the motivations I have, is to try to untangle this and try to make it clear. And if you understand the background of these studies, it begins to become a bit clearer. So hold on to your seat. Put your seatbelt on, because this one is really going to frustrate a lot of people, but we'll get you through it and help you understand what you need to know. This came out this week from the lovable, huggable U.S. Preventive Services Task Force, who came to fame a couple of years ago when they recommended that women in their 40s no longer get mammograms, which that recommendation has been overturned. And then they became also huggable and lovable earlier this year when they recommended that PSAs no longer be drawn to prevent prostate cancer on their task force. There's not a single practicing urologist. And that is such a controversial recommendation. We could spend a half hour talking about that, but we've done that already. This week they rang the bell again, Doug. They were talking about older women should not, the word not, take calcium and vitamin D. You've been hearing for years, a decade, take your calcium, women, take your vitamin D. And we know, this is the problem, we know that half of postmenopausal women, Doug, will suffer a fracture in their postmenopausal years. That's the really big concern, and many of these will be deadly. So this leading U.S. government advisory panel, they proposed that postmenopausal women not take low-dose calcium and vitamin D supplements daily to ward off your bone fractures, my women listeners. And before you throw out these calcium tablets, just listen up a bit. Because this U.S. Preventive Services Task Force, what they say is that there's no evidence to support using the low-dose supplements. That's important. Defined as 400 international units of vitamin D with 1,000 milligrams of calcium carbonate as protection against fractures. And that's been kind of the general recommendation for a long time until more recently. And what they also said, Doug, was that there's inadequate evidence as to how higher doses, meaning more than 400 international units of vitamin D paired with 1,000 milligrams of calcium, might affect bone fracture risk, according to this task force. So they really have confused everybody by suddenly telling us not to take it. Well, my recommendation is, because I here will disagree with this task force, and I have a study that also came out this week which disagrees with this task force, and this is why you have to you have to be there for our help so we can untangle this. My recommendation is to get calcium from food sources as much as possible. Milk and dairy products.
Well, that would be your recommendation for any of this stuff, as long as it was something available naturally, but
well,
most of the food doesn't have enough of this stuff,
that
right?
That hasn't been so much the recommendation. You know, it's take your calcium tablets, women. But my recommendation is to try and get, after all of this, is to try to get your calcium from food sources as much as possible. This is also because recently there's been a question of if you take calcium tablets, it's going to end up in your coronaries and create plaques.
Mm-hmm.
And milk and dairy products, unless you're lactose intolerant, women at an average risk for, these are more of my recommendations, women at average risk for osteoporosis, Doug, they should have a baseline bone density scan at age 65. And women who have risk factors for the condition, such as celiac disease, aren't you glad you're not a woman, Doug?
Yeah, I am.
A family history of osteoporosis or premature menopause, you should have a baseline bone density test taken earlier when they go through menopause. And if there's an increased risk, what I recommend is a healthy lifestyle, appropriate diet, including foods rich in calcium and vitamin D, and weight-bearing exercise. And before you think you understand this all, what confused and confounded all of this was a report this week in the very respected medical journal, the Journal of Clinical Endocrinology and Metabolism. What they discovered is just amazing compared to what this government task force reported. Are you ready?
Yep.
Seniors who take calcium supplements along with vitamin D may actually lengthen their lives.
Mm-hmm.
However, only the combination of the two appears to be effective. Vitamin D by itself had no benefit. And what they said in this article was that the task force misunderstood the data on the benefit of vitamin D and calcium. The amount of these supplements taken in the studies that the task force looked at were just too low to have any beneficial effect. And this paper recommended what I think makes a lot of sense, that adults should take 1,500 to 2,000 international units of vitamin D daily with 1,000 to 1,200 milligrams of calcium from both diet and supplements in combination. By doing so, you'll preserve your bone health, you'll improve muscle strength, and you may have additional health benefits, which include lowering the risk of cardiovascular disease, Doug, certain cancers, type 2 diabetes, and infectious diseases.
This, to me, is a prima facie example of why the government should stay the hell out of all of this stuff. Let the private side of medicine research do the research. The government screws up everything. So now nobody knows what to believe. It's kind of like the fish oil, the information this week about omega-3s, which we've been hearing for, what, 10 years may do wonders for your brain health. Now there's a study that suggests that maybe they don't. So, I mean, this is like what goes on with science all the time. This is why you and I have bones to pick.
Well, the fish oil story is a little bit different, and I'm going to explain that. And this is because of the power of different types of studies and that why you have to look at the back door of these studies.
Who's paying?
Sorry?
Who's paying is one of the things you got to look at.
Well, the fish oil studies is a review. It's called a meta-analysis where they take multiple studies and they pull the data together, but they only, in that study, used the highest quality, the randomized, double-blinded, prospective controlled studies, as opposed to what you've been quoting a lot are these observational studies mm-hmm. where they're just not very powerful.
All right. So what do we know or believe about fish oil then today that we didn't know or believe about fish oil yesterday?
Well,
omega-3 specifically, because that's what it's whittled down to, omega-3s, and I think EPA rather than DHA.
This came out this week from the Cochrane Library, and what's key is it's a meta-analysis. It's a grouping of multiple studies, and they selected only these highest quality studies, these double-blinded, randomized, where you mix up people randomly to either getting the omega-3 or not getting it. Neither the subject taking it nor the person providing it knows whether they're getting the placebo or the omega-3s. And they went forward in time. It was controlled. And this is the highest quality. It's very hard to do this research. It's expensive. It takes a lot of effort. And that's why we usually don't have this high-quality study. And that's why there's often contradiction in medicine, because you just have poor studies, these so-called observational studies. It's the best you can do, but they're often wrong, and they confuse people. So what we learned here was This is all out of the Cochrane Library this week, that despite the widely touted benefits of omega-3 fatty acids for preserving cognitive function, the ability to think and remember, and Doug, we find that the effects may be overstated. Healthy elderly people taking omega-3 supplements did no better on tests of thinking and verbal skills than those taking placebo. And this was a good comparison.
How long have they been, how long was the study? In other words, right, do they take 10 years, 5 years, 1 year?
That's a very good point. Oh, yeah. You're so smart.
Thank you. It's because I have a lot of fish oil. Go ahead.
There is the possibility that there may be cognitive benefits, omega-3, because they may just take longer than a few years. That is one of the concerns of this Cochrane Library review, is that, you know, they didn't look more than 5 years, so you may need it longer. And it's also possible that taking omega-3 supplements may help only those who are low in the fatty acids to start with, while offering less benefits for those who already get enough through their regular diet.
888-553-7536. It's the Good Day Weekend program. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here to reveal whatever medical information there is that's new this week from the sort of traditional side. He blends his advice to you on the various things, whatever the problem may be. He'll pull out some of the things that have been studied, some of the research, and then there are other things that come along that are part of the wealth of info that he has. And that's why he has come around thinking that if you have high cholesterol, there's a product that is called Cardiol. It has fish oil in it, but it's got a lot of other things in it as well. Actually, 9 ingredients, Ken, that work together to work their magic on high cholesterol levels, which is a problem that most of the people in your office have.
Exactly. And I didn't say anything bad about fish oil, so no. I'm not necessarily telling you stop it. It just may not be as great as we think. But anyway, high
for
cholesterol.
The brain. This is about cholesterol. This is not, we're just talking about brain stuff, not cholesterol.
Exactly. High cholesterol, Doug, it's a serious condition. It can lead to heart attacks and heart disease. And as a cardiologist, I always seek the safest, most effective way to lower the cholesterol in my patients. There's a new all-natural approach. It's from Italy, and it might be right for many of our listeners. Cardiol's 9 natural ingredients, Doug, as you mentioned, work together to reduce cholesterol levels. They also help to lower the bad fats in your blood. These are known as triglycerides. And users report excellent results. Are you ready? In just 30 days, it's safe. The reason I like it, it's FDA registered. Cardiol is also easy to take, just 1 capsule a day.
And the 30-day, it's kind of a magic number because the folks that import Cardiol, Solana Health, have suggested that you figure out what's going on by trying this product free for 30 days, a free 30-day trial. So as Ken suggested, it takes you 30 days to figure it out. You got 30 days of free product. Why wouldn't you get on board with that deal? You're paying $8.95 in shipping charges. That's it. So click on Dr. Ken's free trial when you order online at cardiol.net/Ken. cardiol.net/Ken, K-E-N, for Dr. Ken's free trial, or 888, let me give you the number in its entirety, 888-809-6424. Just mention Dr. Ken, and you'll be well taken care of. Why? This is just a no-brainer. It's so intelligent for people to deal with this early rather than later. 888-809-6424. We're looking for the Dr. Ken free trial of Cardiol.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You don't need to be a bodybuilder to benefit from whey protein. Besides building muscle, whey protein supports glutathione production, your body's number one antioxidant and detoxifier, helps with weight loss, and may help with strength, energy, youthful appearance, and a healthier libido. Why is it that no one is reporting these broad-spectrum benefits from typical whey protein powders? Because all but one of them are damaged by heat, filtration, or chemicals. Fresh liquid whey has been used for hundreds of years to restore health to the sick and youth to the aged. One World Whey is a brand new protein powder that retains the broad-spectrum health-giving benefits of fresh raw whey. Hundreds of people have reported tremendous improvements in all aspects of health. Kids and adults love the flavor and the effects. Call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of Knockout Pain Cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Let's get to the heart of the matter, if you will. Pardon the pun. It's kind of cool to have puns like that. It's Father's Day weekend. We're on the air live at 888-553-7536. You may discuss whatever you want to medically with Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who also produces the weekend newsletter. Came out early this week. I was reading it yesterday morning. Lots of helpful information. Things that we all ought to know a little bit more about. Would you like to give us the overview of the Good Day Health newsletter this weekend?
Sure. Occasionally we do get it out early, and this week it's the latest information about diabetes in the medical journals in the last few months. Information that you may not have easy access to anywhere else. It's practical information. It's all about the new ways that we define diabetes, the new blood tests, and what you need to do. Easy, practical information. Information that your doctors are just reading about.
And if you have somebody has diabetes in your circle of friends or in your family, you can certainly forward the newsletter to anybody who may be interested in this topic or the others, or they can sign up for themselves. Go to drkenshow.com. It's pretty easy right there. It comes up. If you want to sign up for the newsletter, just put in your email address. That's it. Same thing at dougstefan.com. Help yourself to the information. We're not selling anything. It's just part of the service that Ken feels important to give. 888-553-7536. Here's Anthony in Utica, New York. Hi, Anthony. You have a question about your wife?
Yes, sir. Dr. Ken, for the last few years, my wife has been diagnosed with Meniere's disease of the ear. And in the last 3 or 4 weeks, she's had clusters of dizziness coming one right after another. We have gone to several doctors, including surgeons, and they said there's nothing that can be done for Meniere's disease, especially.
Oh, Anthony, let me try and help you. Meniere's disease, for those who have no idea what you're talking about, it's a disorder of the inner ear, as you were mentioning. It causes spontaneous episodes of what doctors call vertigo. That's when you have the sensation of the room spinning, the walls actually spinning around you. And there's also times when you don't hear well. There's ringing in the ears. Doctors call it tinnitus. And sometimes you get this fullness or pressure in the ear, and usually it affects just one ear. Is she affected by one or both?
One ear, just one ear, yes.
All right. Well, let me help you get to the next step here, because what I would imagine is they've used the usual antiverts. That's what we usually give, meclizine or Anavert, this motion sickness medication, hoping that this will go away. Sometimes Valium is even given. Some of the anti-nausea medications are used. And when this doesn't work, sometimes even diuretics are tried to get the fluid out of the ear. What you need to do, because it sounds like you've been to a few doctors, is get yourself to a specialist who can take you to the next step, who spends most of their time thinking about Meniere's disease and gets all the difficult patients that don't respond to easy treatment. There are some rehabilitation programs that help, hearing aids. There's a new device that's actually a pulse generator that applies pressure to the ear canal through a little tube, and this is kind of high tech, and I'm sure that nobody has talked to you about this. Sometimes injections are given into the middle ear. Sometimes even surgery has to be performed, and there's a number of techniques that are done to try to help this. You're in Utica, New York. I guess you're near, what are you closer to, Syracuse University or Albany?
Syracuse.
Well, I would call up the ear, nose, and throat department. It usually goes by otorhinolaryngology. It's a mouthful. It used to be called ENT, ear, nose, and throat. I would call up that department at Syracuse University Medical Center and ask who is the local expert on Meniere's, and I bet that person will help you.
Thank you, doctor.
Yep, you're welcome, sir. 888-553-7536. My father had Meniere's disease, and it started when he was in his late 70s, lasted for 10 or 11 years until he died. And the theory was that it was brought about by him boxing. He played a lot of football, and boxing was one of the things that he enjoyed when he was younger. And
absolutely possible. Head trauma is caused, it's due to a lot of theories about it. Viral infections, genetic predisposition, so I guess you better not box, Doug.
Yeah.
And allergies, abnormal immune systems, responses, improper fluid drainage in the ear, but head trauma sounds like a good possibility.
Well, you wonder whether the things, simple things that are around now, there are those people who use coning to get the wax out of one's ears. Is it important to keep the wax out? Who knows what the reality is? And it's one of these other things. It's like a lot of science. It's not perfect. And a lot of experiments haven't been done yet. There are
stay tuned.
Yeah, my father had lots of different medications, and none of them really were. But I'll tell you who really, my sister's husband has it really badly, so that it's debilitating. He is miserable, and they don't seem to be able to do. He's in Minnesota, not far from the Mayo Clinic, and nobody seems to be able to. It's one of these things that is not well researched, Ken. Apparently, it isn't anyway. So, all right, so there's another six. How many people would have thought that might be on someone's mind? There it is, something new. We'll have more of your calls straight ahead here, the Good Day Weekend program. Happy Father's Day to Ken, who is a father. 888-553-7536, half past the hour.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network. The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Connexin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig.
Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarette's revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Attention business owners and individuals who owe the IRS. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? You need aggressive representation. Call Certified Tax now and speak to one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals who specialize in tax liens, back taxes, tax debt, wage garnishment, and collections. We won't waste your time. Instead, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client, and you can become a client right now. We've settled millions of dollars in tax issues for a fraction of the cost. Find the peace of mind knowing the IRS will not be knocking at your door. Protect your home, business, and family today. We know the tax laws, and we act fast. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. 1-800-685-9751. Remember, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. That's guaranteed. Call Certified Tax at 800-685-9751. That's 800-685-9751. Again, 800-685-9751.
Weekend 888-553-7536. Back for another half hour of conversation about health, wellness, issues of the day that pertain to how you're feeling or how others around you are feeling. Have some information because it's Father's Day. On fathers, older fathers, passing on longevity to their children. That sounds like good news, Ken.
Absolutely. I've got a whole bunch of good stuff this week for the dads. And there's some real good news about actually having children later in life. It appears that grandfathers and fathers who've had their kids later in life, actually, the kids will live longer. Apparently, in the genetics, you pass along a part of the DNA. It gets a little technical, called telomeres. And the longer your telomeres, the longer you're going to stay on planet Earth. And these are the ones that older fathers seem to give to the kids.
Hmm. All right. We got to pass along some other info, but we need to get some callers in here as well. 888-553-7536. Steve is in Elliston, Tennessee. Is that right, Steve? Is that the name of the town?
Yes, uh-huh.
All right. What can Dr. Ken do for you?
Yeah, Doctor, about 5.5 months ago, I switched from sort of a free-type clinic to a local physician for a treatment of my type 2 diabetes. And in the course, he changed my medication from metformin to Actos with a 4-milligram tablet of glimepiride. And it's really done a great job at lowering my AC1. I've got it down to 6. My ultimate goal is to get it down to 5, which I think that's pretty.
Why do you want to get down so low?
Well, I've heard that the studies say that beginning from 5, between 5 and 7 is sort of a safe range.
Steve, you need to subscribe to my newsletter so you could get all the latest information on this, because this is a moving target. First of all, let's talk a little bit about diabetes, type 2 diabetes, the kind you get as an adult when your height's a little short for your weight. And the newest way to actually diagnose this is not with a fasting blood sugar, but with this test that you're talking about, the A1C or the hemoglobin A1C. And what we know is that you know, it should be under 6, between 6 to 6.5, we call this pre-diabetes, and over 7 is clear diabetes. But the question is, once you become diabetic, is how much should you lower it? And what we learn in the past year is that people who have coronary disease, and this is counterintuitive, and this is why you have to do the studies, people who have coronary artery disease, when you lower the hemoglobin A1C as low as you're trying to get to, actually do worse, have more heart attacks, and we shouldn't really get it too much lower than 7. Elderly, and I'm not putting you in this class, Steve, elderly people were no longer trying to get the hemoglobin A1C too low like you are, because you run the risk of hypo, low blood sugar, and all the havoc that that can cause. Do you have any known coronary problems, Steve?
No, like I said, I walk about a mile and a half every day and try to play tennis at least twice a week and stay physically active. I don't smoke, drink, or drink coffee, and I've been taking the omega-3 fish oils, I think 4 tablets a day, so I'm trying to do all I can to try to keep this at bay. The only other concern I had was...
Well, I wouldn't go too hard on trying to get that hemoglobin A1C, you know, too far down. You know, I think if you're sure you don't have any coronary issues, I guess you've been stress tested or you've had a CT angiogram of the coronaries?
Yeah, everything checked out.
Okay, so you know, you may be one of the people who can handle a low hemoglobin A1C. You won't suffer from low blood sugar, and you don't already have any coronary problems. But, you know, I wouldn't push it too hard, because then you start getting some of the ill effects of too many of the medicines.
Well, I had one more question. I'll let you go.
And I tell you, I would not have been saying that had I not seen these new studies, because intuitively you would think lower is better, but it's not.
Well, the only thing I was worried about with the Actos, I've been seeing all these lawsuit infomercials about Actos supposedly causing bladder cancer, and my physician told me he had conferred with a couple others physicians. He said, "Well, I don't really don't see how this can attack the bladder."
Well, Actos has had some issues. You know, it has caused or worsened heart failure, and it has the issue that you're talking about. You know, that's why I personally, after diet and exercise, don't work. You know, you want to eliminate the white flour products, all those bakery goods that you like. You want to try to limit
that
and get down to ideal body weight, get into an exercise program once the doctor says it's okay. But and then the best, first, safest choice of drug is metformin. Because
he took me off that for some reason and put me on Actos and a 4-milligram tablet of glimepiride.
What was your hemoglobin A1C on metformin?
I think when I was initially first tested 2.5 years ago, it was 13.
On metformin?
And I really, seem to be working.
That's very high, and, you know, you're headed to a heart attack, stroke, kidney failure, losing your vision, you know, erectile dysfunction, losing your limbs with a hemoglobin A1C that high, and that's why they had to get aggressive and use the secondary choices of medicines.
All right, sir.
I think I'll have to. Okay, thank you very much.
Yeah, 888-553-7536. Let's keep it moving. Nancy's in Utica, New York. Hello.
Yes, good morning. Dr. Kent, I have a 35-year-old nephew who went admitted to the hospital with heart failure, and the diagnosis is LV compact. Could you tell me what it is, and is it reversible? And
boy, you're talking about a very rare... It's called non-compaction cardiomyopathy, and this is a very rare congenital weakness of the heart muscle. It can affect children and adults, and it actually results from failure of the heart muscle to develop during embryogenesis. This is very, very rare.
Okay, he's at Strong in Rochester. He was transferred.
Great place. I went undergraduate to the University of Rochester. I volunteered at the Strong Memorial Hospital. It's a wonderful place. They have an excellent cardiology department section there, and I would hope that they would get together with their genetics program, their adult congenital heart disease section in their heart program, and I think that they could probably do whatever is possible, but this is this is like winning the lottery.
Okay. He has never had any problems until he went in with shortness of breath and his ankle swelling. And now there seems to be fluid, and he ended up with pneumonia, basically. And so,
part of the reason why this was not diagnosed is because it really wasn't recognized until recently as an entity.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very rare. It's newly recognized, and not many people have experience in treating it. And it's usually treated like heart failure. We use the usual drugs, ACE inhibitors and beta blockers, and I don't want to get too technical.
Right.
These are the usual drugs that we use for heart failure with a weak heart. That's how this is managed. And sometimes you need to deal with electrical issues. These people are at very high risk of arrhythmias, electrical problems with the heart, and that needs to be dealt with. At the end stage, actually, heart transplantation is what is done. You get a brand new heart.
Okay. Now, what does the LV stand for?
Left ventricle. Remember your biology. There's four chambers. There are two upper atriums and there's two lower. And you have two hearts in parallel, side by side, in the center of your chest. The right side pumps to your lungs, and the left side pumps out to your body. That's what you measure the left side when you put a blood pressure cuff on your arm.
Okay. Now, the catheterization indicated that he had 20% of damage.
Okay.
Is that
what I think you're saying is that he had a 20% ejection fraction, correct?
Right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
The ejection fraction is a very important vital sign of your heart. If you ever go to the heart doctor, ask them what your ejection fraction is. Everybody listening, ejection fraction is the fraction of blood that is propelled forward with each heartbeat. You know, before I got into medicine, I imagined the heart would just pump everything out that was in it before it started to beat. But actually, normal ejection fraction is 50 to 65%. So the amount of blood that is filled inside the heart when it's fully relaxed, just waiting to compress and beat and propel the blood forward, 50 to 65% is normal. 20% is severe depression. 40% is moderate depression. 45 to 50 is mild. So he is in the severely depressed group. He's going to need a defibrillator so he does not have a life-threatening heart irregularity, what we call ventricular tachycardia, when the bottom of the heart beats very rapidly and you don't wake up, sudden cardiac death. And if he gets any lower ejection fraction, that is pretty hard to live with. I've had a few patients with 10 to 15%. There's not a whole lot of blood being pumped at that level. And that is when you start talking about heart transplantation. Mm. And at the University of Rochester, they'll probably get him in line. Unfortunately, today there are far too few hearts. The supply is just not enough for the demand. But getting in line early is the right thing to do.
There you go, Nancy. 888-553-7536. Lots of valuable information in that conversation. More conversations with you about your health issues and people you know. What's the deal? Dr. Ken gets to the bottom of whatever the problem is. Help yourself to 888-553-7536. It is our mission to help. 15 before the hour on Father's Day. Good day weekend. Good day health.
When you're running a facility, safety is key. That's why Grainger offers over 70,000 diverse safety products, and that number's growing. Everything from personal protection gear and safety signs to online safety training tools, all to help you reduce injuries and downtime and keep up with regulations. You might say safety's our middle name. Yep, Grainger, safety, Grainger. Hey, you get the idea. Cut back on costs and worries. Call quickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Boop! Hey, dog, where's your owner?
Watching Netflix.
Yeah?
He can instantly watch as many TV episodes and movies as he wants online.
Well, I know what you did on my lawn, and it's not funny.
It is the kids.
Well, what are their parents supposed to laugh at?
The sophisticated jokes. You know, like, that dog chasing his tail reminds me of politicians.
Instantly watch as many TV episodes and movies as your family wants on all kinds of devices for only $8 a month with Netflix. Start your free trial today. See terms of use.
People are busier than ever, with a line between their work and personal life blurring more every day. That's why Ivanka Trump is working with Motorola Mobility to share one of her secrets for success.
Technology is a key part of staying on top of everything that I've done, for work and at home. Smartphones like the Droid, Razer Max, and Droid 4 can act almost like personal assistants, so you're always organized, connected, and as productive as possible.
Ivanka is the executive vice president of the Trump Organization, but also finds time to be a mom and to support social causes for young women by taking advantage of new mobile technologies.
The right technology can make a huge difference in how productive we are, and Motorola's business-ready devices will boost your productivity and empower you to do more. Technology has definitely had an incredible impact on my life. It keeps me connected and productive.
For more info on business-ready devices from Motorola, visit Motorola.com/business-ready or visit Motorola's Facebook page.
And now another CentOS Game Changer with sports broadcaster Aaron Andrews.
I'm here at my favorite car rental in sunny Miami. With me is the manager, Beth. I see your team has a new look for the season.
Yeah, they just got uniforms, and my female employees are especially excited about the great styles. This flat out wasn't an option when men's uniforms were the only choice.
Well, it seems these young ladies are really hustling out here. What made the change for you?
Yeah, well, our playbook hinged on one big detail. Women's workwear by CentOS. These clothes are designed by women for women. When they look good, they're happier, and our guests notice.
Well, judging by their extra effort, this team is going to the next level with CentOS uniforms. Let's go up to the booth for more.
Finally, a line of women's workwear they want to wear. This is one of many expert services CentOS can tackle for your business. Don't settle for less. Call CentOS at 1-800-CINTAS-6 or visit CentOS.com/radio and tell them to bring in the team with the white truck.
Today's Gold Bond Rescue Mission, the seventh inning sweat. I'm with superfan Scott and Paul.
Hey.
It's 100 degrees out here, and they're trying to enjoy a ball game.
It's getting uncomfortable.
Yeah, and sticky. That's why I'm giving them the powder with the power. Gold Bond Body Powder.
We're itchy, too.
The encapsulated menthol protects skin, absorbs moisture, even relieves itching. So they stay dry and comfortable.
Talk about a game changer.
Thanks, Jimmy. Thank Gold Bond. It's the worst.
When you're running a facility, safety is key. That's why Grainger offers over 70,000 diverse safety products, and that number's growing. Everything from personal protection gear and safety signs to online safety training tools, all to help you reduce injuries and downtime and keep up with regulations. You might say safety's our middle name. Yep, Grainger, safety, Grainger. Hey, you get the idea. Cut back on costs and worries. Call quickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
888-553-7536 or email to Dr. Ken at drkenshow.com. He also has a blog at drkenshow.com following some of the medical issues of the day. Somebody sent me a copy of the article that was in USA Today about pregnancy upping the risk for heart attacks. This study, even in healthy women, suggested if you don't have normal risk factors for heart disease, you still could be at risk. Why would that be something new? I would think that when you're running two bodies out of one, that puts extra stress on the heart, right?
Yes. I mean, we talked about this back in March when the study came out.
Yeah.
And it's fortunately not a dramatic increase, but it does increase the risk of a fatal heart attack. And even apparently in healthy women who don't have the normal risk factors, and it's probably, fortunately, it's very rare. It's one in every 16,000 deliveries, and it usually occurs in the last 3 months of pregnancy. And it's probably just, you know, when you're pumping, when a woman's pregnant, her heart is putting out more blood. It's a high output state, and that heart is working hard, so you got to take good care of yourself.
All right. So there's the advice. That's it. Hearts, without a heart, You haven't got much. Not, you know, without a brain, without a lot of stuff, it doesn't work. So got to take good care of that wonderful body. It's a wonderful, it's a miracle. 51 past the hour. The Good Day Weekend program continues with Dr. Ken.
Emergency Essentials has Mountain House deals in June. Going on now. Emergency Essentials, the 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies, does it again with up to 25% off Mountain House foods. Don't miss these savings. All Mountain House number 10 cans are 20 to 25% off during the month of June only at BePrepared.com. Mountain House foods have superior taste and a scientifically proven 25-year shelf life because they start with fresh or frozen foods, then cook, prepare, and finally, freeze-dry them. All the goodness, flavor, and taste are locked in as if handmade from scratch. Mountain House, the same great meals enjoyed by campers and outdoorsmen the world over. Hurry, now through June 30th. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and the BePrepared.com low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Dr. Number one on a lot of different measurement scales. The popularity of Dr. Ken and this kind of advice on the radio every week is measured and found to be quite acceptable by tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of people actually listen to this program over Saturday and Sunday. Help yourself. You can get replays of it at Dr. Ken's show or at DougStefan.com. Pretty easy if you go to listen box at DougStefan.com to find ways of downloading some of the information that's come in the past. Dr. Ken at your service right now at 888-553-7536. You wanted to do a postscript to that last conversation, Ken?
I did. I just wanted to add to your comments is tell your friends about the show. We want to help as many people as they can. And thank you, radio station, for having us. I want to talk just 30 more seconds about pregnancy and the risk of heart attack. Just reassure everybody, there are things you can do. Believe it or not, Doug, about 25% of women still smoke while they're pregnant.
Wow.
That's probably the most important thing you can do is just give it up.
Right.
And during pregnancy, not only is there this extra blood volume because you're pumping to two organisms, yourself and the baby, the changes in the hormones for the women makes the blood more clotty, and that's why, one of the reasons why you get these heart attacks. You just get plugging up of the circulation to the heart because of the changes in the hormones that makes the blood more likely to clot. But just make sure you get the blood sugar, the blood pressure, the weight down to normal before you get pregnant. Make sure that, you know, maybe even get an EKG before you get pregnant. That couldn't hurt. And remember, one of the things about pregnancy is when there's a heart issue, often you don't get chest discomfort. You just may get very fatigued or short of breath.
888-553-7536. Bob in Six Lakes, Minnesota has got a question. So, Bob, you're the star here for the next few minutes. Go ahead. You're on with Dr. Kim.
Well, it's Six Lakes, Michigan. The guy couldn't get the M's right, I guess.
I guess not. All right. Anyway, we got you. That's what's important.
My, My wife's 41. She's from Austria, and she thinks she's an athlete. And she put in 4,000 foot of cheap post fence with a 2-pound hammer, lifting weights. And now, then she got Paget-Schroeder syndrome, so her right arm swelled up and turned blue. Been on Coumadin for 6 months, and the experts here want to take out the first rib. I know they can't use a stent. So that's fine.
This is fat. Let me see if I'm hearing what you're saying. Your wife is 41. She apparently is in extraordinarily good physical shape. She's strong. She's healthy. Then
health, not you know.
Yeah.
Such as an athlete, I guess. I don't know.
Bob, let's talk about this. Boy, this is rare disease day this week. Paget-Schroeder's disease. It's a form of upper arm deep vein thrombosis. You know, we all know about these blood clots that we get in the veins of the legs, but this is the form that you get in the veins of the arms, and it usually occurs in what's called the axillary, under the arm, you know, the armpit vein or the subclavian vein, which goes more right under your clavicle. And this is usually treated with blood thinners the same way we treat these blood clots in the legs, usually with heparin in the vein and then warfarin or Coumadin. But what is sometimes done is that after this blood thinning therapy is used to open up the vein, what happens next is this first rib resection during the hospital admission. So that you don't have a repeat episode. It's felt that that removing that first rib will decrease the likelihood of having another clot in the upper arm.
Well, I guess that's the answer.
You don't sound like you respect her interest in being physically fit. Your tone is critical.
Well, okay, let me tell you what happened, okay?
We got 60 seconds.
Yeah, okay. She came here from Austria, met a German friend. She was in her late 30s and decided she was going to be an athlete, and she was not in shape for it. She was running 18 miles and tore up her knee, and then this thing happened. So basically she self-destructed. So I always joke that she looks like Arnold Schwarzenegger in a dress, you know. But
it's something that you obviously must have liked it because you married her.
I didn't know she was going to destroy herself.
No, I see. All right. Well, I think we got the picture, Ken, have we not?
Exactly. I think that's what he needs to do, she needs to do.
I think...
And maybe some marriage counseling.
I was going to say, maybe a good divorce is in order. It doesn't sound like he's very tolerant of what she's all about. That sounds like a bad combination.
Happy Father's Day, Doug.
Yeah, thank you, and to you as well. Another hour of Dr. Ken giving advice here. I'll give you marital advice. I'll give you medical advice. 888-553-7536.